Before we get started, I just want to, you know, mention that, you know, I know as an organization, I know as a coaching staff that our prayers and thoughts go out to Chuck McConnell and his family as he deals with his battle against leukemia, and we wish him a speedy and healthy recovery. As far as our football team, nothing changed on the injury report. J.D. Walton has a fractured, dislocated left ankle. He is placed on IR. At this point, with Joe Mays coming back to the football team and Virgil Green, we get an exemption on Virg for the week. Right now, we're at the 53-man roster, and we'll just update you as we go. Questions? I think we have one. Yeah, we have one, a backup. Yes. We have one.
With Ronnie Hillman now seeming to be in the mix, mm-hmm. How important is it to have four tailbacks on the roster?
Well, I think, you know, we're okay with that. You know, it's a position that is vulnerable. You know, if you're going to run the ball and run it as much as we do, you know, you need a pretty big stable of them, and we feel comfortable where we are right now.
When you look at Dan Copeland and you went back and looked at the second half of that game, how do you think he slid right in?
I thought he did very well. I mean, one thing about NFL football is, you know, the tape is never as good as you think, and it's never as bad as you think. And, you know, we still have a lot of improving to do. You know, Dan, with more reps in practice and a better understanding of our offense, he's capable of playing better. But he did a good job, you know, kind of on-the-job training, just getting thrown out there quickly when J.D. went down. And I thought, you know, considering all that, he did an excellent job.
When you look back 3 weeks ago when you guys ended up signing him, what did you like about him? What did you think he was going to be able to add?
Well, you know, I mean, he had a similar injury as J.D. just had a year ago. And, you know, that's why he wasn't with the team. And we felt really good about the addition to him because he brings, you know, top-notch experience at that position. You know, we had the opportunity to sign him, and we did, and I'm glad we did.
How were you able to get Manning into such a comfort zone last game?
You know, I think it's like anything. The more you do it, the better you get. And, I've seen steady improvement in not just him, but just how he operates with, you know, all his teammates. And when you talk about passing the football, there's a lot of moving parts, whether it's protection, that's backs, tight ends, and receivers understanding, hots. So it's just a lot of stuff. And the reactions and the adjustments are, you know, pretty intricate. And, you know, I think he's getting more comfortable every time he goes out.
Did you think the O-line also tightened the screws there to give
him? Yeah, I mean, like I said, there's a lot of moving parts to the passing game, and they all go hand in hand. And, you know, you can spring leaks in a lot of different areas.
What does Virgil bring to this team?
You know, I think, you know, Virg proved to us last year, and, you know, the amount of camp that he was allowed to go through, you know, that he's a good blocking tight end. You know, he's got good pass catching skills to go with that. And it's kind of an area where, you know, we've been holding our breath a little bit, and we've been fortunate because Joel's been healthy and been good. So, that gives us another, you know, wide tight end option.
You know, in the no huddle, it looks like, from the bird's eye view there, that the center does a lot.
Yeah.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think, you know, in this league, the center does a lot for every team. I mean, they, because they're the center of everything, and there's a lot of communication. I'm not going to get too much into detail, but you know, those two guys, the center and the quarterback, communicate a lot during the game.
And Colton's done it. I mean, not for your team, but.
Yeah, I mean, he's got that experience. You know, he just, you know, again, just like Peyton Manning has a lot of experience. But when you get to a new offense, you know, new teammates, you know, under pressure, it takes a minute to get accustomed to them, you know. And so it'll be the same for Dan as it's been for, you know, say, Peyton. You know, other than, you know, he's out, you know, he's very good shape, and he's had a lot of time to get in better shape. Oh, yes.
On the fake field goal, was that a read thing first, or did you plan to go for it regardless?
We could have left our offense out there. It might have been a better idea. But no, actually, you know, we probably could have done a better job of coaching it. It was actually designed to be a run. I don't want to get into too much detail. But there was a certain look. The guy that made the tackle wouldn't get over there. And they kind of adjusted what they had done in the past. And he was in position to get, you know, through that side of our line and take the run away. You know, just for the record, we weren't planning to throw a bomb to Zane Beatles.
I know that some people say the kicking balls are slicker. If you planned it on a pass play on a fake, would you be allowed to put a regular ball?
No, yeah, you have to. If you requested that, it would probably ruin the idea of your fake. No, in all seriousness, the design was not, you know, to throw a deep ball to Zane Beatles. Yeah. But that's what it looked like. It was ugly. Huh? Well, I thought he got interfered with, actually. I'm not criticizing the officiating, for sure.
What would your assessment be of the first quarter now that you do these quarter by quarters?
Yeah, I mean, our goal is to be 3-1. We were short of that, but, you know, still attainable. This is a real important next quarter because 3 out of 4 games are on the road. We do have a bye, you know, snuggled in there. And 3 of the 4 are conference games and 1 division game. So, it's an important quarter, and it starts this week.
What has Demaryius done to grow as a blocker, not just as a receiver?
Yeah, I thought he blocked really well yesterday. And, you know, it's something sometimes, you know, I think, you know, there's a lot of talent in this league. There's a lot of teams with talent, but, you know, so much of it is skill, and skill is developing, you know, all parts of your job and executing them under pressure. And I think that part of it, you know, whether he had a lot of practice last year in blocking, I think really his biggest growth has been in the passing game, but, you know, he's getting more acclimated to doing all parts and the skill of being a wide receiver.
Patriots dictated a lot of what you did in the offseason to feel better prepared for what they have to offer.
Well, you know, that's the plan, you know, but, you know, we'll, time will tell. You know, it's just going to be a matter of, you know, it's going to be a very tough game at their place. They're a very talented team. They're good in, you know, all 3 phases. They just strung up 52. I think they had a 31-point fourth quarter. So, you know, they've got a lot of firepower, and, you know, they got a first ballot Hall of Fame guy, you know, under center as well. So, you know, we'll see. Whoever executes the best will have the best opportunity to win.
Is it worth spending much time looking at last year's playoff game, that tape?
We'll watch it. I mean, that's all we do is watch tape. But I'm sure that we'll look at it just for matchups, you know, some of our players versus some of their players, just to see how that went. From my memory, it didn't go very well. We'll look at it again, I'm sure.
When you went back and looked at, you know, Keith Brooking, how did you think he did in his first really extended?
You know, I thought he improved from last week to this week, and the play time he got. You know, again, he's new to our team too. But, you know, we asked a lot of him, and I thought he rose to the challenge.
Respond to what you said a little yesterday. You said that they just practiced better. What did you mean by that?
You know, a little more sense of urgency, a little more attention to detail, you know, a little bit more mini-game, game-like practice so that, you know, when you get to the game, you're not thinking, you're just playing. You know, so, I mean, that's why you practice.
Willis McGahee, he's, I assume, been what you expected and then some for a guy. You know, he had some tread on his tire when he got here, but he... You know, he acts like he's still got more to go.
You know, I've always admired him from afar. This is going back even to signing him last year. You know, we did have some people that were familiar with him. Eric Studesville, our running back coach, had coached him before. You know, I was familiar with him when he was at UM, coached guys that knew him. You know, I think the thing that's probably the most surprising is, you know, his leadership ability, you know, being a consummate pro, how he goes about his business, I think is good for those young backs. I think it's always important to have a good role model at a position they can really bring along and help and show the right way to do things for young players. And I think Willis has done that extremely well. The fact that he's had success running the ball is not surprising to me.
The 100-yard games, he's got the most among all the, a lot of good backs in the league.
Yep. And he's one of them. Yeah.
Anything else?
Do you look at all, do you hear at all what's going on in New York and wonder, think, but it's not us anymore?
You know, I've got enough I can handle right here in Denver, so I really don't have time to pay attention anywhere else.
Hey, Coach, did you get an explanation on Chris Harris's sack? If that was a sack, it was grounding. It was a sack, though, right?
That's what, how they ruled it. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I can't be critical. It's just, it was a tough play to officiate. And I thought they did, you know, the best thing to kind of get out of it.
Just like you just did.
Yes.
Because it should have been a fumble, right? Sack, right?
I really can't get into all that.
Should have been grounded.
Yeah.
Right.
That was one of the many options they had.
I know you're going to kind of walk the line talking about the refs, but because they're more sure of themselves, they place the ball faster, they make quicker decisions. Does that allow your hurry-up offense to operate more efficiently than it had been in the previous 3 weeks?
I mean, I don't know that I'd go right to the officials that was the reason it worked better. I think, you know, the people doing it, you know, I think our players are getting better at it. But it was, you know, like I said last week, it's really nice to have the regular officials back.